A new wave of violence has rocked Hadhramaut province in Yemen based on primary reports these two soldiers have been killed in a roadside bomb explosion in the historical town of Shabam. Three others sustained injuries. No group has claimed responsibility as of yet. The non-aligned movement has once again expressed support for the full membership of Palestine in the United Nations as a sovereign state. Iran, which holds the rotating presidency of the bloc, says that NAM member states are deeply concerned about unilateral actions by certain countries that violate the rights of other nations. Iraqi Shia cleric Murtada al-Sadr stressed that the anti-ISIL U.S.-led coalition is aimed at disintegrating the country. Sadr said the U.S. has nothing but ill wishes for the Iraqi nation. He also called on the government and the army to step up efforts to liberate Nineveh province from the ISIL. The United Nations Security Council chief has slammed the recent spate of violence in Yemen, which left more than 70 people dead. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda's wing in Yemen has claimed responsibility for Thursday's bomb attack on Yemeni revolutionaries that killed dozens. Once again, Iran has slammed the West for imposing sanctions on the country over its nuclear energy program. Minister of Economy Ali Tayyip Niar described the sanctions as cruel and unjust. He also criticized the IMF and the World Bank for adopting a political approach toward Iran and certain other countries. In Cameroon, the 27 people who were abducted months ago, including the wife of Deputy Prime Minister, have now been released. Authorities say that 10 Chinese and 17 Cameroonian hostages were freed overnight, adding they're all safe and sound. And an extremely dense fog has disrupted normal life in northern China. The mist reduced the visibility to less than 200 meters in some areas in Hebei province, forcing local officials to temporarily shut down several major highways. Flights have also been canceled due to thick fog in the city of Tianjin.